Space News 31, July 11th, 2024. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. The first piece of news for today. The effort to repair the damage to Talica City after the hurricane is continuing, as all kinds of debris struck countless buildings, especially by hundreds of trees and palm trees which were torn, broken and uprooted during the hurricane, and thrown against the buildings like spears and javelins. I find this interesting as palm trees are especially resilient to strong winds, so I researched this and found out that many parts of the soil where they were are only a few feet deep before reaching solid rock. As compared to other places where the palm trees were not torn out, the trees didn't have much soil to grab on, making the damage to the city even worse. The repairs and reconstruction haven't finished yet, as I have been informed of countless problems, mostly from lack of materials and over-rushed, badly done repairs. As I said in some of my recent videos, life outside Earth is not paradise. It is only more life. Moving to the next piece of news, now on board this ship, all the Moye creatures, which I can describe as a mixture of an iguana and a parrot, have been captured and transported back to Tema, where they will be introduced back into their natural habitats. They were causing countless problems on board and were a hazard to the health of Queen Alanim, who got very sick after an intentional attack was conducted against her, and which used those birds as a means to deliver the genetically engineered pathogen to her. She is still recovering inside a medical wet pod. The ship's central park and garden were then disinfected by making it rain there for several days, with water that was treated with some sort of antidote which was developed by the ship's surgeon, Sane Trey, and science officer Reese. This overtasked the ship's water recycling and processing units, making the precious liquid scarce for consumption for a few uncomfortable days. Many of the unwanted, contaminated and damaged plants were then removed, and the entire park is now being carefully rearranged and tended by Queen Alanim's sister Nyshera, who loves to garden as a hobby. Our cats are also very happy to have recuperated the park, as the Moye birds were attacking them each time they wandered in, and to a bad extent, as one of our cats, called Little Paws Jr., best translation, a young black female, was chased by the Moyes up to the highest parts of the park, and up the water tubing where the walls meet the ceiling. She couldn't come down by herself, and she was panting with fear, having a panic attack. It was Nyshera who valiantly climbed all the way up there, several meters above the ground, to rescue the cat, while she hung onto the tubing with one hand and the other holding the panicked little feline. The Moye birds had become a terrible nuisance, and we had no choice but to capture them and take them away back to their planet. The Hashmalim and the Shinanim captured them, by hand using nets while wearing anti-gravity boots to chase them off the treetops, and then placed them in cages in a very ugly scene. Those are Tejetan special forces, the first are men, and the second are women. No bird was harmed. The Moye headcount came to 83 fully grown adults, and 37 young ones, with a total amount of 120 creatures, way too many for this ship. Moving to the next subject, I was made aware that some people who follow us have kindly made an effort to use some variant of ChatGPT as a means to answer questions about us and our subjects. Although I know this was a well-intended effort, no thank you. No one here wants to be associated with any artificial intelligence chat or variant. Especially not me. The Galactic Federation limits us in every possible way, so the only thing we have left which is coming directly and genuinely from us is our written word. We are not permitted to talk, nor to use any media that will give any definitive proof of our existence, So how we word things is very important for us. This Galactic Federation censorship is supposed to prevent us from giving or providing any direct and objective proof about anything we say, as they claim it would destroy their precious little matrix on Earth. The written word is all we have left, and it is shared for whoever has eyes to see, as I always say. No robotic chat is perfect, and it is designed not to be so, and would also be a means to destroy our information, as it always comes up with results and responses which are based on matrix ideas and parameters. It also fails all the time and gives wrong answers or badly worded ones which will cause much confusion, especially with complicated non-human subjects. People will start to base their ideas on what that chat says, and not on what we write directly and carefully, because it is much easier to ask ChatGPT than bother to research it from our videos. Those chats will end up distorting our information, and people may even accuse us of contradicting our own information, as what we say will not be reflected accurately by those robotic chats. Furthermore, those chats also appropriate themselves with the information programmed into them, causing a possible copyright problem. I know people will do whatever they want, regardless of what I say, but this is my statement about that subject, and I do not want to be associated with that type of chat, also because people have accused us of being artificial intelligence and not real people. I write almost every single day, and I do it by stroking keys with my two hands, shaping the ideas that come from my brain. It is a big effort as it is very mentally straining, and even more so as I have so many other responsibilities to attend to. Please know that these words come from a real person who is bothering to type them by hand, using fingers, and all this is not coming from some lame robot effortlessly developing stale texts. Therefore, I find it insulting to feel that I could be replaced by a robot. The only content that is truly valuable in my videos is what I am saying there, and not the images which I only place as ornaments, although now and then I do share important images, whenever it is necessary and possible. As I said before, I could develop images or share real pictures about everything I share, but this is simply not possible at this time, much less with the one video a day schedule I imposed upon myself. Some of the images I use may be robotically created, and my photographs may also be enhanced using artificial intelligence, or improved with Photoshop, but many times that is the only way to make those images pass over the Galactic Federation filters, and I place a label under them to tell you about that. Yet some of my photos are almost like the originals, and that is my face and how I look. My point is that the only thing that I can share with you that comes directly from us, from me in this case, is my written text, only with the help of the voice generator, as I am not allowed to talk, as you can see, the text is what is most important. I write almost every day because I have a lot to share with you, and because I am conscious that no other person that I may know of, and who is not on Earth, or of Earth is doing the same. I am well aware that if I don't do it, no one else will, not directly, only through others, and through channeling or whatever. I was once on Earth, and I know I am some sort of bridge between worlds, as I have said before, and being here next to Earth, in low orbit, and with several of the Tejitans going down to the surface to get supplies, I am forced to use money as everyone else, because on Earth nothing works without money. Therefore I am very thankful to all of you, who have been and are helping me and the Tejitans with your beautiful donations, because what YouTube gives me is by far not enough to cover all the expenses, so I heavily rely on your donations. This YouTube channel survives thanks to you. I don't like to mention money here in my channel, but how else can I tell you all these things, and how else could I thank you for your incredible support? Thank you so very much. We send out thank you messages to all who donate, yet as I have said before, this is done by hand, and not by a lame robot, so please be patient, and please bear in mind that as it is done manually, some errors may occur. Moving on to the next subject. After my video about the two most dangerous starseed beliefs, in the part where I talked about extractions, I forgot to mention an interesting argument that Gosha from Cosmic Agency accurately pointed out on social media. As people on Earth, starseeds, and not, want to be extracted, many non-human extraterrestrial people, mostly those with Lyrian biology, have a strong tendency to go down to Earth as tourists, on vacation, and some others go down there, and even incarnate on Earth to escape from their life and problems. They also go down there to Earth, to forget about their past lives, using the planet's veil of forgetfulness. In case you are wondering why I don't talk to Gosha from Cosmic Agency and to Robert from Despejando Enigmas, among other of his multiple channels. My answer is simple and logical, I do not have the time to do so, as I am not only self-tasked with making these videos, but I must also tend to my other obligations as the acting Tejetan Queen, among other things. But even before I was, it was not a good idea for me to be talking to them so much because they would logically ask questions about my topics, and as I answer those for them, I would be left with no responses and topics of my own for my videos. I don't mean I do not want to share, of course, I do. What I mean is that there is only so much a Lyrian brain can do, and I am already straining mine just as I am, writing thousands of words every day, and thinking about my next topic, researching, and deciding how to word everything as clearly as possible. Those are my only reasons, but I am very thankful to them for their patience and for being with us in good times and in bad times and as the years go by. Sending a big hello, and a big hug your way, Robert and Gosha. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swa.